Staying Alive, Tuesday, September 16, 2020. I'm not sure it was the quintessential song of the era, but maybe it was. The Bee Gees, a singing group consisting of three brothers, propelled their careers to a stratosphere of fame and fortune when they attached their music to a movie titled Saturday Night Fever, which was a look into the disco music scene and culture. One of the songs on the music track of the movie was Staying Alive. The song focuses on the disparity between the glitter and swag of the dance craze and the struggle and unseemly underbelly of life, real and raunchy. The song repeatedly blares the words, "Life going nowhere, somebody help me, yeah." Well, though the fashion and the beat is now a relic of the time long gone, the reality of life going nowhere, while at the same time depicting a slick and steady persona for all to see, is an ever-present reality of life. In these pandemic times, people are struggling to stay alive, while still trying to retain some level of normalcy. It is a paradox of sorts, clinging to the trappings of life while spinning in place, crying out for someone to help. It is a sad reality. It has been my reality in the dark moments of my life. There should be an adage, "Parson, heal thyself," to mirror the "physician, heal thyself" adage that even appears in Scripture, Luke 4:23, in a calling that is based on a life of service and sacrifice on behalf of the divinely assigned flock, where does one go in those dark nights of the soul? It is a lonely place, standing literally or figuratively before those seeking and searching for a meaning to life and a connection with the Almighty, while wrestling with the inner struggles and facing intense crises in faith. Staying alive is as much as we can do at times, but it is not the way of the one who beckons us to have life and have it abundantly. John 10:10, New Revised Standard Version. Once again, I journey to the 23rd Psalm, in which I find different seasons of the soul under the watch and care of the Good Shepherd. I remind you that the Psalm begins with the overarching truism. God is the one who walks with me and guides me. What more can I ask for? What follows, I believe, is a depiction of a life lived in the often fleeting comfort and the sudden intense throes of the faithful. The New King James Version reads, "He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Psalm 23:3. Different versions interchange the key words of this passage: refreshes, revives, renews, and even converts. There are versions that word it dynamically, such as the Voice Bible, that reads poetically, "He makes me whole again, steering me off worn, hard paths to roads where truth and righteousness echo his name." The Message Bible reads, "True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction." I sense you get the gist of the passage. It is more than staying alive or even being alive. It is not a mere existence that the Good Shepherd, the perfect parson, promises. He is the life. He infuses life into the decay. He casts the darkness into the light and exposes those hidden and harmful habits that only he can crush. His life-breathing word strengthens me. His perfect will prompts me to walk in his footsteps. And when I lose my way, or wander purposefully from the always righteous path he charts, he calls me back, at times softly and tenderly, and in moments of extreme crisis, he cries out intensely, seeking to rescue me from my own folly. I like the qualifier that comes at the end of this portion of Scripture. The phrase is, "for his name's sake." It appears 15 times in the New King James Version of the Bible. I became curious again about the meaning of that phrase. The best way for me to summarize it, I would say, because it is within me. It is not something he is obligated to do. It is not some law of the universe that locks him into the good he does. It is within him to do it. He delights in doing it, and he delights in seeing us delight in his doing it. He is good, always. We will soon be reminded that these moments of peace and growth are not always the steady staple of life. But as long as they shine down on us from above, we should bask in the warm and wonderful rays of life and love. And yes, always pass it forward. So then, how can I better appreciate the simple goodness God provides me? What are the ways in which I can pass it forward? Dear Lord, when life gets away from me, remind me of the essence of your life, the life you bring, pure and perfect. Amen.